Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. It's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. And here's what you have to do if you want to get on Science Fantastic and National Radio. Get to the phones, call 612-564-8135. Once again, call 612-564-8135. And you hear a beep at the sound, leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're listening to the radio, watching the TV, and something happens. Something happens that catches your attention about science, about medicine, about astronomy. But you're all alone, and there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135 and take the opportunity to make that comment and make that question, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And once again, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It lists all the New York Times bestsellers that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about our future in outer space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why the dinosaurs aren't here today. That's right. How come they're not here today? Because they did not have a space program. But we do. And it means that one day we may need an insurance policy. Not anytime soon, but an insurance policy in outer space. And that's why I wrote the book, The Future of Humanity. Because one day, who knows when, we will go to the planets. We will go to the stars. And we will become a spacefaring species. And then in my book, Future of the Mind, I go into inner space. That is the brain, the mind. Did you know that with MRI scans, we can actually see thoughts ricocheting inside the living brain? We can connect the brain to a computer. That's right. You can actually type by thinking about it. Telepathy is not such a far-fetched idea because we can do it now using computers. And telepathy and telekinesis and recording dreams. That's right. Something that was once considered a Hollywood fantasy, we can now do in the laboratory. You put a human in an MRI scan, scan the brain, put the brain scans into a computer, which then analyzes your dream and prints out a picture. Now, the pictures, I've seen them, they're kind of fuzzy, they're nothing to write home about, but that's because this is just the infancy of a new industry to probe the thinking brain. I talk about this in my book, The Future of the Mind. And then in The Future of Physics of the Future, I talk about robots. I talk about artificial intelligence, jobs. Who will have a job? Who will thrive in the future? What jobs are doomed for extinction? So in other words, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out all that I'm up to. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Scott Kitching. I'm from Roncevert, West Virginia. I'm listening to looks like 97.3 out of White Sulphur Springs. And I would like to say that I think that they never talk about the Earth actually maybe having a comet hit the Earth and bringing the actual DNA that has made up our Earth for many years. And I was thinking maybe at first, you know, the first one that hit was dinosaurs, and then the next one that hit had the other things, you know what I mean? I think that maybe we are an experiment from another galaxy that might have sent it our way for just like a way of transporting DNA from one solar system to another. Thank you.
Well, you raise an interesting possibility. First of all, it's not the dominant thinking within scientists, but there are some scientists who advocate exactly what you're pointing out. First of all, most scientists would say that life started perhaps on the planet Earth, perhaps in the oceans, perhaps near a volcano vent. You have heat vents on the bottom of the ocean, which are quite hot, giving us a source of energy and fuel. And that energy was then used to assemble protein molecules and eventually DNA. DNA can replicate itself. So once you have one molecule, you have two. Then 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, dot, dot, dot. And pretty soon you have cells of DNA which reproduce themselves at the bottom of the ocean. And then later, these cells learn to create photosynthesis, and then they begin to populate the oceans. Now, that's normally how it's taught in textbooks. However, there are some renegade scientists who say, nope, perhaps it came from outer space. And the reason why they say this is very simple. The Earth was created about 4.5 billion years ago. Life goes back about 3.5, 3.7 billion years ago. But for the first billion years or so, the Earth was quite hot. There were meteors and comets slamming into the oceans, evaporating them. And so there was only a small window of opportunity between when the bombardment by meteors stopped and the oceans became stable and life began. And some people say that window is so narrow, just a few hundred million years, that it could not have been an accident. It would take billions of years, they say, to create DNA from nothing. And yet DNA got off the ground within a few hundred million years. Aha! They say life came from outer space. Now, the most vocal person who believed in that was a cosmologist, Fred Hoyle. He was perhaps the most famous cosmologist of his time, but he never won the Nobel Prize. He never won the Nobel Prize, some people think, because he had, well, strange ideas, like the fact that perhaps life came from outer space rather than coming indigenously from the planet Earth. And he was also offended by the fact that a woman scientist was denied the Nobel Prize for the discovery of the pulsar. And he wrote about it. Jocelyn Bell, who discovered the pulsar, did not win the Nobel Prize for this discovery. Her thesis advisor won the Nobel Prize. And Fred Hoyle got very angry about this, wrote about it. And some people think that the Nobel Prize committee deliberately did not give the Nobel Prize to Fred Hoyle because he had these strange ideas about Genesis from outer space, and also about the fact that sexism was perhaps pervasive within the Nobel Prize committee. Well, we don't know for sure. No one was there to witness the event. We're not sure, but again, the dominant theory is that life started on the planet Earth, but you cannot rule out the fact that life may have started from outer space. Another reason for believing that it's possible that life came from outer space is the fact that meteors from Mars have landed on the Earth. That's right. You don't have to go to Mars to do it. Meteors from Mars have landed on the planet Earth. Now, how do we know that? By analyzing meteors, we find that some of them have exactly the signature of Martian rock. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about, well, did life come from outer space, and are you really a Martian? So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always give us a call, and maybe you can get on national radio by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call in to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting question from somebody who thought that, well, maybe life came from outer space. Well, there are pros and cons to that idea. The dominant theory is still that life started on the planet Earth, perhaps in the oceans, but you can't rule out the fact that DNA may have come from outer space. Now, why do we believe that? First of all, meteors from Mars have been found on the planet Earth. How do we know they're from Mars? Because when we look at the mineral content and the air content within the meteor, we find, bingo, a precise match with the chemical composition of Mars and the composition of the atmosphere of Mars. So this forced us to rewrite the astronomy textbooks. We now realize that meteors have slammed into Mars and shot debris into outer space, some of which then eventually landed on the planet Earth. Now, Mars cooled off before the Earth 4 billion years ago. Some people think that Mars was tropical when the Earth was molten. Therefore, perhaps life started on Mars first, and then perhaps a meteor slammed into Mars and then brought Martian rock to the Earth with, who knows, DNA on it. If this theory is correct, it means that if you want to see a Martian, simply look in a mirror. Now, of course, we don't know whether that theory is true or not, but you can't rule it out. Meaning that, yes, it's possible that DNA could have come from outer space. It can't be ruled out, even though it's not the dominant theory. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Stu, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. And my question is it possible to damage your eyes by looking into space on an average night? I had a relative who had, macular degeneration, and she claimed that she actually felt her eyes get injured while stargazing once. Is there something that people have to be aware of? Is there a relationship? Thank you.
Well, off the hand, I would say no. You can't rule things out of the question, but normally, macular degeneration occurs with time. That is, as people age, you get degeneration within organs of the human eye. And cataracts, for example, can be accelerated by ultraviolet radiation, by getting too many suntans. And so macular degeneration is a problem, but starlight, you can actually measure the amount of radiation coming in from starlight, and it is very small. Your eyes have to dilate in order to collect enough starlight to make an impression. So, of course, it's always good to talk to an ophthalmologist or an optometrist about this, but at first guess, I would tend to doubt that starlight alone would be responsible for macular degeneration, given the fact that it's one of the symptoms of the aging process. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Andrew Phoenix. I'm calling from College Station, Texas, and I forgot the call letter. Sorry about that. I'd like to ask a question concerning 2012, the movie. Is it realistically a way to leave this planet or protect yourself if it ever happens? Thank you. I love your show.
Well, 2012, as I recall, was a movie about doomsday. And if doomsday were to happen, then, of course, all hell's going to break loose and people want to know, how can I get out of here? And so then we're left with possibilities of, well, what options do we have if doomsday comes? Well, it all depends on the type of doomsday you're talking about. For example, given 10,000 years, we expect there to be another ice age. 10,000 years ago, we had an ice age. And ice ages are more or less periodic, and so we expect another glaciation period to commence about 10,000 years from now. And then what are we going to do? Back then, North America was covered in about a half a mile of ice. Cities will be covered in solid ice. And at that point, some people think, well, 10,000 years from now, we'll have enough technology to leave the planet Earth or go underground and perhaps create heating units which will keep us warm and cozy underground. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is to go into outer space and orbit the planet Earth. But of course, these ice ages go on for thousands of years. And who wants to live in a space station for thousands of years? And so there are some people who say that either we should go underground and have artificial heat underground to keep us nice and warm and cozy, or we should go into outer space. Another possibility, of course, is if a doomsday rock were to come and hit the Earth, it wouldn't take much to destroy life on the Earth. An object just 6 miles across or so slammed into the Yucatan of Mexico 65 million years ago and pretty much wiped out the dinosaurs. Now, some people then believe that if we are hit by a rock from outer space, we should go into outer space and perhaps go to places like Mars. Now, of course, we're not talking about moving the entire population of the planet Earth to Mars. That would be too much. However, Elon Musk has stated that he foresees a time when a million people could live on the red planet. And he even worked out the mathematics. For example, he has a huge rocket on the drawing board. It's called the BFR rocket. B for big, R for rocket, and F for your imagination. Well, the BFR would be big enough, he says, to shoot maybe several hundred, maybe 1,000 colonists to the red planet. And if you have enough of these missions, perhaps you can eventually get a colony of 1 million people on the red planet, which would be self-sustaining. And then we have Jeff Bezos, richest man on the earth, founder of Amazon.com. Jeff Bezos even has a spaceport in Texas, where he hopes to launch rockets, which will eventually create a habitat for humans in outer space. He also thinks that perhaps 1 million people will eventually live in outer space and work in outer space. And his long-term goal is to make the Earth into a garden. So the Earth becomes a garden, and all the heavy industry is moved into outer space. So all the pollution and all the nastiness and toxic chemicals gets moved into outer space, and the Earth itself becomes a park or a gigantic garden. And then you have some people who believe that perhaps we should go to the stars. Now, in my book, The Future of Humanity, I give you the details of what it would take to build a starship. Now, of course, no one is saying that we're going to build a starship anytime soon. Stephen Hawking, my colleague, believed that we should send postage stamps starships to the nearby stars, and that could be done within a matter of decades. But it may take centuries. Centuries to create a starship that you would see on Star Trek. A starship containing hundreds of people capable of creating a mission to create a colony in a distant star system. So again, there's no law of physics saying that we can't do it. It's just that it may take a few centuries before we have that capability of reaching for the stars. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor. This is Scott in Bertram, Minnesota. I'm listening to you on TalkStream Live. I'm wondering why we don't harvest the great pressures at the bottom of our ocean. It would be like harvesting gravity. Is there an energy exchange problem there, getting those pressures to the surface? Just wondering if you have any ideas. Thank you.
Well, many people have thought about mining the ocean somehow, but there are practical problems. Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about mining the oceans for heat and for energy. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The second COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use in the U.S. The FDA issued approval Friday of Moderna's vaccine, the second vaccine in a week to be approved for emergency use. Dr. William Schaffner, professor at Vanderbilt University Medical School and a member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, tells CNN.
I think it is wonderful that we have a second vaccine. And the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require all the intensive, very cold storage and handling of Pfizer's, is the vaccine that we can distribute closer to the people. We can get it out to rural areas, in health departments, and in local small hospitals.
312,000 Americans have died with the virus. The country is averaging more than 216,000 new cases per day. Doses of Moderna's vaccine are expected to start arriving in states on Monday. USA Radio News. The nation watched Friday as the vice president got the vaccine. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done. And we appreciate your service to the country.
Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer.
President-elect Joe Biden is scheduled to get his coronavirus vaccine on Monday. And VP-elect Kamala Harris sometime after Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And also, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm up to. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 650,000 fans on Twitter. So give us a call and find out what all the excitement is about. Well, before the break, we had a call coming in about the oceans. Is it possible somehow to harvest the energy or the pressures in the oceans? Well, yes and no. First of all, the Navy, the U.S. Navy, once had an idea to create a perpetual motion machine out of the oceans. First of all, there is a temperature difference as you go down into the ocean depths. It gets colder down there. And whenever you have a temperature difference, You can extract energy from that temperature difference and create mechanical motion. You get this from what is called the second law of thermodynamics. Every time you have a difference in temperature from T1 to T2, you can extract mechanical energy from that difference. That's how motors work, and that's how refrigerators and many of our appliances work using the second law of thermodynamics. So here's what the Navy thought about. Let's say I have a tube that goes into the ocean. It's cold on the bottom, warm on the top, which means that water then circulates in the tube, and you have a temperature difference. And whenever you have a temperature difference, you can extract mechanical energy from that to propel your engines, and thereby you would have a perpetual motion machine. Well, on paper it sounds great, but in practice they're not very efficient. And they're quite awkward to have this very long tube going from the ocean depths to the top of the oceans. So the Navy never really took this idea that seriously. Also, you have another problem, and that is even if you have water under tremendous pressures at the bottom of the ocean, as soon as you bring it up to the surface, the pressure goes to normal. And so you lose whatever pressure you have. And so trying to use pressure alone to create energy from the oceans, well, it doesn't work. But again, people have tried to extract energy from the oceans, but so far no one has found a reliable way of doing it better than an ordinary oil-fired engine. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Okay, my name is Glenn Thomas. I'm calling from Oysterville, Washington. I'm listening to 10:30 a.m. I-501 News Radio. Question I have. Some years ago I heard about something called conservation of information. It was bandied about as being something coming out of a quantum mechanics, and it was used in the context of what happens to whatever information was contained in something falling into a black hole. My question is, I'm not sure what is meant by information that's being conserved. When physicists talk about conservation of information, exactly what is it they're talking about conserving?
Okay, well, you ask a question that was the center of a heated debate between Stephen Hawking and rival physicists. And we'll talk about that after the break. So after the break, we'll talk about black holes. What happens if you fall into a black hole? And is information lost permanently when you fall into a black hole? And give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40.
I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Make that question and perhaps you can get on the national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about a controversy which is still ongoing among physicists. And that is, what happens if you throw the encyclopedia into a black hole? Is the information in that encyclopedia lost forever? Or is it somehow preserved? Well, Stephen Hawking, the late cosmologist, said that information is lost permanently. Sorry about that. You throw the encyclopedia into a black hole, and it never comes out. It's lost forever. However, other physicists, myself included, believe in what is called the quantum theory, and that theory comes out of atomic physics. And in atomic physics, information is never lost. So even if you have the Encyclopedia Britannica and you burn it, the information is still encoded in the ashes. So that if you could recreate molecule for molecule, somehow recreate molecule for molecule the burning of the Encyclopedia Britannica, you could recreate the encyclopedia from ash. Sounds incredible, but that's the way physics goes. And that's called quantum mechanics. It works at the atomic level, and we are made out of atoms. So in principle, you can retrieve the information of a burnt encyclopedia. But Stephen Hawking said that fails for black holes. Well, that earned the ire of many quantum physicists who said, nope, quantum mechanics must prevail. So information is hidden someplace when you throw the encyclopedia into a black hole. Well, Stephen Hawking finally admitted he was wrong. Quantum mechanics, the highest version of quantum mechanics is called string theory, which is what I do for a living. And in string theory, information is never lost, even in a black hole. So, where did the information go once you throw the encyclopedia into a black hole? Well, it turns out that black holes are not really black. They're gray. In fact, that was Stephen Hawking's big contribution to physics, that he showed that because of quantum mechanics, you cannot have a perfectly black hole that eats up everything. Something's got to be left over that oozes out slowly, called Hawking radiation. So Hawking radiation is a byproduct of quantum mechanics. So the next step would be that somehow the encyclopedia is encoded in the Hawking radiation. And Hawking finally admitted that, well, he was wrong. It turns out that, most physicists believe this, that as Hawking radiation slowly oozes out from a black hole, so the black hole becomes gray, not black, the information of the encyclopedia is encoded in slight irregularities in this radiation. So it's ironic. It's ironic that Hawking radiation was used to disprove Hawking. So we do believe in Hawking radiation, that's a quantum effect, but we also believe that information is never lost, because that's also a quantum effect, and Hawking, to his credit, said he was wrong. Quantum mechanics wins, and as I mentioned, the highest version of quantum mechanics is string theory, and that's what I do for a living. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, which is one of the main branches of string theory. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Brenda from WSPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. When I suddenly think of someone that I haven't seen in years, are they also thinking of me at the same time? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question about synchronicity. I've had that experience when you think of somebody, and then the phone rings, and there they are. Or you think of somebody, and you say, I'm thinking about somebody today, and then you meet them later, and they say, well, gee, I was thinking about you, too, at the same time. And then you realize, gee, that's strange. What is the probability? What's the probability that I'm thinking about somebody, and the phone rings right at that moment? Or the probability that somebody will be thinking about me when I'm thinking about them? Well, we'll try to answer that question after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And we'll talk about something that all of us have experienced. Are we psychic?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Just give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call about something that I think all of us have experienced in some form or other in the past, and that's called synchronicity. And that is, you're thinking about somebody, the phone rings, and bingo, there they are. Now, what's the probability? What's the probability that of all the people you're thinking about, of all the times for a phone ring, and there it is. It's magic. And then you say to yourself, I'm psychic. I'm psychic. Or you're thinking about somebody and somebody else you meet later says, yeah, I was thinking about you at the same time you were thinking about me. What's the probability? Well, it turns out that scientists have actually studied this effect because it has to deal with our memory. It turns out that we, as human beings, forget most of what comes at us because it's irrelevant, not important. Otherwise, our brains will be cluttered with billions and billions of irrelevant things that mean nothing to us. So, when the phone rings and it's somebody that we're not thinking about, we forget about it. It doesn't affect us because it's one more piece of extraneous information that we don't need to clutter ourselves with. But when somebody calls us that we were thinking about, bingo, we say to ourselves, magic. I'm psychic. I was thinking about that person and he calls. What's the probability of that happening? Well, it turns out that the brain remembers the hits and forgets the misses. Now, next time you see a psychic on television, mind reading, or a psychic that is talking to dead people, watch how they do it. They ask lots of questions, they get lots of misses, but you forget the misses. That's the nature of memory. Memory forgets the unimportant misses, but only remembers the hits. So as soon as a hit is made, you say, ah, the guy's a mind reader. Ah, he's psychic. He's talking to dead people. That's how you do it. Because memory has to be very conservative, so it throws away most of what is unnecessary and only remembers the hits and forgets the misses. And that's how psychics work. Next time you see a psychic reading, notice that most of the questions yield mistakes. And the ones that yield hits, those are the ones you remember. That's the nature of memory. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. Albert here in San Jose, California. I love your show on YouTube. That's where I catch it. Say, listen, I want to ask you, mysterious photos of Mars would seem to be artifacts of artificially made things that have been spotted here and there, or like this crab recessed in a rock. Why in the heck can't they turn that rover around and go back to it and do an inspection on these mysterious artifacts? You know, that's one thing I'm not too clear about. Why don't they go investigate these things? Thanks, and I love your show. Thanks so much, Dr. Kaku. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. And let's talk a little bit about Mars, because on Science Fantastic, we've had the people on the Mars rover expeditions on the radio show talking about these things. And I asked them that very same question. I said, look, You make a living looking at Mars, looking at the photographs of the Mars rovers. Some people claim that there are even rock formations that look artificial. And so why don't you investigate these things and have a press conference and announce these things? And they tell me an answer which is quite unusual. Their answer is they would love to do it. They would love to do it because they would be famous. They would get grant money. Their names would be in newspapers across the country, and they could get as much grant money as they want if they find a formation on Mars that is obviously created by an intelligence. They'd love it. But they say, no matter how hard they try, they have not found anything that looks like it was created by a life form. Sorry about that. Now, there is something about the human brain's understanding of memory and what it looks at. It turns out that our ancestors were quite timid. Every time they thought they saw something in the forest, like rustling leaves, the alarm bells went off, and the brain says, there's a tiger. There's a lion hiding in the bushes, when actually there's nothing at all. This means that we see things that are not there because it's good for us. It was good for our evolution. When you look at the sky, look at the clouds, you can't help it but see strange objects in the clouds. You see Disney characters. You see animals. You see all sorts of things in the clouds. You can't help it. Your brain forces upon you the fact that it sees familiar objects in clouds, even though, of course, there's nobody up there. Now, why is that? Because, for the most part, when you see rustling of the leaves in the forest, there's nothing there. It's just the wind. Your brain says, maybe it's a tiger, maybe it's a lion, but there's nothing there. Now, why does your brain do that? Why does your brain fool you? Because 9 times out of 10, there's nothing there. But 1 time out of 10, there is a tiger, there is a lion, and it saves your butt. It saves your life. You run like crazy. So, in other words, our ancestors were timid. They were timid, and that's why they had children who eventually became us. However, our ancestors that were not timid, they didn't have this ability, and the rustling of the leaves meant just rustling of the leaves, 1 time out of 10, they got eaten up by a tiger. So in other words, it's good for us to see things that are not there, including photos of things on Mars. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.